charging your adult children for rent. Should parents be charging their adult children? When we say adult children, we consider a child an adult once they go out and get a job. So if they're 16 or 17 or 18, they got a part-time job, but they've got money, haven't they? So we treat them like an adult. It's an interesting thread online today about how much your children should actually be paying to live at home. One person posted this and said, just found this and how much rent you can charge your kids. Calculator. They give a link to the calculator. They suggest my cuckoo back in the nest stepson should be paying $593 a month. What are your views? Now, I don't think anybody out there is going to charge the child $593 a month, but however, by Dublin standards, if there's three people living in a house, it probably would be about that much. Now, this, of course, is based on in the UK, which means the calculator doesn't really apply to Ireland. But it started an interesting conversation or conversation in our office today about how much kids pay to their parents. And one person in the office said that you should start charging your children from the minute they get their first part-time job to get them kind of used to it. Others said that that was a little bit harsh and said that maybe you could take money off them and put it into a savings account and give it back to them again. Mind you, Helena jumped in immediately and said, why would you give it back to them again? Take it off them. I mean, one of the girls in the office who was in her early 20s said that she pays rent at home, but that a lot of her friends don't pay a penny to live at home. So I want to talk about children paying rent or paying up a few quid towards a bill or whatever it happens to be once they get their first part-time job. I mean, isn't it a bit harsh to ask your child for money? Others, however, say children should be paying parents a portion of their wages from the first job they get at 16 to teach them the value of money. And that, you know, if they want nice things in life, they have to pay for them and work for them. And according to a 2016 census, 460,000 adult children still live with their parents. 215,000 of them are working and in their 20s or 30s. And 3 of 5 of them are men, by the way. Women seem to leave the nest quicker than men. I'm not too sure why that is. It is a lot harder for people to get into the property ladder, as we know, and many are living at home a lot younger, a lot longer than they should. I mean, you don't see as many people moving out when they go to college as they used to. Some children feel hard done by when their parents suggest they should have to pay to live at home. They believe they are trying to save themselves and that the parents should not be charging them to actually live in the house while they're studying or trying to get, you know, into the big bad world or saving for a rent or saving for a mortgage. Others, however, pay rent at home and believe that it's helped them to become more responsible and, you know, value money somewhat. So are you an adult child living at home, paying rent? Maybe you disagree with having to pay your parents. Or maybe you're a parent who refuses to take money off your child and think that it's wrong to charge your own children rent to live at home and that you have some sort of responsibility to them. So should parents charge their children to live at home once they're working? Even if it's a part-time job at 17, should they be charging them? Should they say, okay, hold on, you're getting 100 quid a week. I want 30 quid out of that. Please, thank you. That'll go towards a bill. Let me know, is that the way we should do things? Is that the way things should be done? Now, if you want to send us a text, by the way, you can. Just to let you know, by the way, we mentioned this last night. We've been obviously using WhatsApp at the radio station. We would encourage you to use WhatsApp as well. And a lot of the reason for that was text software for radio stations is quite difficult to use. But we've got new custom software made for the radio station, so we are testing it. So we want you to use it as much as possible. Once, of course, you have free text in your package. So you can text or WhatsApp, and I will read out your text, at 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Text or WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Save that number in your phone, by the way, and get involved in the conversation. James, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon to you again, Niall.
James, should we be charging our children? I mean, they are our children, and we kind of feel bad taking money off them. I mean, should we be charging them to live at home?
Well, you know something, Niall? It brings me back to my own youth, which is a long, long time ago, when I was about 9 years of age. And my father had his own business, which was a workshop. And I'd have to spend the whole summer in there now, from 9 years of age on, doing a full day there, helping out, doing whatever I could, sweeping up, all that kind of thing, messages, doing whatever I could do at that age.
Yep.
I had to do it for the whole summer now, Monday to Friday and Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
And also then during the year after school, when school was finished at 3:30, I had to go down there and be there with him until we went home at 6:30.
Right.
And Saturday morning.
And how much did you get?
Oh, nothing at all, Niall.
Nothing at all.
Not a brass farthing, Niall.
Okay, so you were working for your keep.
Yes, and all my siblings before me, Niall, did the same thing.
Yeah, and well, most kids who work in or who live in rural Ireland, who, particularly if their father has a farm, would end up working on the farm for their keep. That would be quite common.
Oh, yes.
But I suppose for the city slickers, it would be slightly different, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. And, well, no, in fairness, now, what you would get is a few bob on Saturday to go to the movies now.
Or the hop.
To see the movies on Saturday, which was a big thing in those days. That was a big treat now, mm-hmm. to see a Western or down in the local cinema. But, and enough for sweets and that. But that's all you get now. That was the kind of pocket money, but nothing for the work now.
Yeah.
You're getting your food and your bread, and that's it. And you're keeping your bed, and that's it.
Do you have grandchildren, James?
Sorry?
Have you got grandchildren?
Oh, yes, I have.
And how old would they be now?
The boy is 14 and the young one is 9.
Oh, right,
okay. They are so spoilt, it's unbelievable.
Right. And do you think when
not
they...
Not by me, I can assure you. But,
when that's no harm in spoiling them a little bit.
I have no say in the matter.
When they reach about 16 or 17 years of age, they get their first part-time jobs, hopefully, for the summer or whatever it is, or weekends, do you think they should be handing up a few quid?
Well, it depends how much they're getting, I suppose. Now, I have to be realistic now. I can't be, talking about the old days, and that won't work today, I'm afraid. Because my own granddaughter, for example, she constantly reminds me, even if I try to reprimand her, I can't be reprimanded, Grandad, because I'm a princess.
Oh, right, okay.
You don't reprimand. I tell you what to do, Grandad. You don't tell princesses what to do.
And do you think young people nowadays are a little bit too soft?
Oh, they were very, very spoiled now, very indulged. This is probably, no question, the most indulged generation we've ever had now.
Right, okay. Well, but I imagine every generation becomes more indulged.
Yes, yes.
Life has become easier somewhat.
Oh, yes, I'm very, very privileged now. I hope they realise they are very privileged now.
No, Helena doesn't realise that. Helena, she's a millennial. She thinks she's had it tough. You know, the new generation of the kind of 20 to 30-year-olds now think they had it tougher than you, James.
Well, in fairness to Helena, she works hard now.
She does?
And she has to try and get the money for a house.
I'm not having a go at her. She's a hard worker.
And
she does defend her generation and say, that they have it tougher.
Well, I want to say this generation has a...
Hold on a second. She wants to defend herself again here. Sorry,
go ahead. I don't want to defend myself. I didn't even say that. I literally said that people need to cop on and start making their kids pay for more.
No, I know. We're talking about previous conversations, Selena. You did defend the millennials before.
That's only fair, Niall.
Yeah,
defend her own generation.
No, I did say it wasn't. No, and not Helena, but I'm just saying she does defend that generation.
But
I'm not saying
every generation
you work
hard.
I know you do,
Helena. Huh? Doesn't every generation defend their own generation?
I would find it difficult to defend a generation if I believed they had it easier.
Do you defend your generation?
I do.
Well, then everyone defends their own generation.
Yeah, but James has made a very good point that the new generation nowadays have it a lot easier, and it's getting easier in every generation.
Maybe in some instances, not getting on the property ladder is not easier, though.
No, don't worry.
I argue with that. Sorry, yeah, sorry, James.
Well, I have a couple of schools around me where I live here, and they're all driven to school in the morning now. There's no walking to school anymore.
No cycling to school anymore.
No. As well as that, not alone that, but for the teachers, it's hard for them to get a parking place because... The
kids have cars.
Your pupils have their own cars now.
I know. Sure, I remember in my school, in secondary, there was one guy had a Honda 50. His name was Mick, and he had a Honda 50, and we thought he was the bee's knees. He was the only kid in school. Do you remember the Honda 50s, James?
Well, I had one, man.
Did you have one, right? Well, Mick had a Honda 50, and he would drive from Edenmore down to where I went to school in Kilbarrack, in De La Salle College in Kilbarrack. And people used to throw their school bags at him as he was driving by. Bless himself. But I remember one day he pulled in and he stopped and he asked a friend of mine, Tom, he said, would you like a backer on me Honda 50 to school? Because in those days there was no helmets or anything like that.
No, of course not.
Would you like a backer? And Tom says, no, you're grand, I'm in a hurry.
I remember back in the day, when my brother, he was the only one that went to university now, and there was no one in university at a car now.
No.
And there was one guy whose father was a consultant, which was, he'd get a loan of his father's car, occasionally.
But yeah, everybody was the same, James. I get you. We all borrowed our father's car. Sorry, I got off the tangent now. Liz, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing? Stay there, James.
Hiya, Niall.
Liz, I mean, you don't understand why people don't charge their children.
Yeah, I completely agreed with Helena when she was talking earlier at the start of the topic.
I just don't get it. To me, it's just, why wouldn't you? Yeah, if your child is earning...
Because like, you kind of feel bad, don't you?
No. Why would you though? Because from I guarantee, especially if you're renting, like, your rent will go up if you once your child starts earning. But yet you're still earning only what you're earning.
So well, if you're in a council house. Yeah. If you're in a council house and you're reassessed, your rent will go up, yeah.
Exactly. Like, and I just don't understand why parents say, but they need it for that, for this and that. And it's really like, but how are you still earning enough to provide for an adult?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? People find it hard enough to provide for their kids, they're saying, and yet, like, they're providing for their adult children. To me, that's just, I don't get it at all.
Do they feel, there was a text in there a few minutes ago, and somebody says, now, in relation to children staying at home, I have two children, both were working, one is 18 and one is 20 years of age. The pittance that they do get for their part-time job, they do need. They spend it at weekends on their nights out, which saves me from giving them the money anyway, so I would feel bad taking anything off them.
But there you go, they need it for their social life.
Yeah.
Social life is a luxury.
Well, I suppose she's looking at it at a point of view that if they didn't work, they'd be asking her for the money for the social life.
Yeah, but as I said, though, if she was the type of parent and said, right, you're 18, you're in your own money, it's time to start finding your own place to live, they'd have rent plus all their bills, like electricity, water, bins, they have to pay bills, and then where's their money for the luxury night out going to come?
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Nigel as well. Nigel, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Nigel?
How are you, Nigel?
Nigel, your son, he doesn't pay any money now.
He doesn't pay any physical money, but he stops... when he's earning his money, we don't pay for his like this phone credit, new football boots, stuff like that. He buys it all himself.
And how old is he?
17.
17, and he's in a part-time job, is it?
He does. I was on to you before, but he does his... grass cutting and stuff like that. He has a little business doing that.
That's great. Well done. Fair play to him. So, but how much would he make a week, would you know?
It all affects, during the summer it's busier because a lot of more people want their grass.
Of course, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's more lucrative during the summer.
And would he get 100 quid, would he?
I would more probably, yeah. He does a good few gardens stuff. He's off there now just doing the garden as well, so.
Right, okay. And you wouldn't just turn around to him just as a point of principle and say, okay, hand over your mum 20 quid?
No, I don't. No, I don't, because he gives enough of it up. He does. He buys flowers for his man and stuff like that. He's fairly good at it.
Does he cut the grass in your house, by the way?
Everything, yeah.
That's all right.
He does all the garages, all the neighbours. He does all our grass, all the, you know, planting flowers. He's out all week, painted the house.
I see a career there, by the way. He seems to have a huge interest in it. Yeah.
He's into that sort of horticulture. That's crack, you know what I mean? So he's...
Okay. Well,
I think the longest show tickets are coming up, and he hasn't bought. He paid for himself. You know what I mean? So.
I can understand the point. Well, James, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's a lad. He's out working. He's earning, 150 quid a week during the summer. Obviously, when things are good, cutting grass. He's 17 years old, so he pays for himself. But he's not giving his mum and dad anything, but he is paying for himself, which saves them having to pay for him, because normally you have to pay for a 17-year-old.
Well, that's a good idea now, that he's paying more for his own things now that the parents would normally be paying for.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Actually, listening to him
giving me an idea of going out, getting a, doing a bit of that myself.
I think you're past that, James.
I like the sound of that, Niall. 100 euros, I could do with that, Niall.
Well, Liz, you were the one giving out there. So there, Nigel's kid is not giving him any physical money, but he is paying for his own social life and his own football boots and his own tickets for gigs and stuff.
And it's different kind of circumstance as well, because as I said, he's earning cutting grass. It's like the girl Tara that was saying about her daughter, like, picking up babysitting jobs.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I'm talking about like...
That's still lucrative.
Yeah, but as I said, he's basically taking care of himself for all them things. So it's lucrative, but it's not. Like, you know, it wouldn't be like going out and getting a minimum wage part-time job.
You'd probably get less than a minimum wage part-time.
He's better off because he does his own thing. He pays, he pays no tax. Yeah. You know what I mean, he's only, don't say that too loud. he's in fifth year, and you know, he's gonna have his leavings there next year. He's nearly 3,000 quid in his credit union for his college.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So he's fairly sort of
industrial. So he's gonna pay his own college fees as well.
He's gonna put something, he wants to have a car by the time he goes to college. So we said to him like about a year and a half ago, If you want to have your own car, go to the car. That's absolutely fine. We'll do it. We'll give you so insurance or whatever.
But I'm Nigel. Do you think we're mollycoddling children? Are we mollycoddling? I mean, fair play to your young fella. I mean, he has a whole plan there. He's 17 years of age, and he's got his little job, and he's, you know, he's planning on paying for his own fees as much as he can anyway. Planning on getting a car, you know. I'm, so he's paying for it all himself.
Yeah, but no, we're rare snowflakes. That's it's a snowflake generation. That's what's happening right in front of us. And it's all this crack. I work in a school. I'm an SNA in a secondary school, okay? And we're going through the exams and the whole lot at the moment. But like, the point is, it's okay as long as everybody feels okay.
Yeah.
You know,
as long as it don't hurt anybody's feelings in the process.
It's all well-being. There's no such thing as failing an exam anymore. You either get something or you get this or that.
Everyone's a winner.
When I was going to school, you pass or intercept or you fail it.
We talked about that yesterday. Yeah, everyone's a winner, yeah.
And I don't want to go backwards, but that's the generation we're rearing. We're rearing, we can't speak to a child.
You're not allowed to upset them, and you're not allowed to ask for money anymore, when you might upset them.
Even the kids out on the street, and one pushes the other, you have to go out and say, would you mind not doing that to my child, please? You're being very, you know, you can't, there's nothing to get up there on your own end.
Yeah, during the old days, when you kick a ball into somebody's garden, and the woman in the house would come out with a knife in her hand.
We used to happen, Niall, you used to make two popes hats out of hat. There was a ball in the garden. That was two popes hats you had back. You know what I mean?
There was a woman on our road. I won't mention her name, just in case the woman is still alive. I doubt it, mind you.
Mrs. Clark, I'll tell you the name. Mrs. Clark, everyone knows her.
She used to come out and she'd take the ball and she'd hold it in her arm and she'd get her knife and go, there you go, up and play football again.
Mrs. Clark, he was slice down the middle and give you back in two halves. That was it. End of story.
Well, what, that's what we got for kicking the ball against our railings. You know what I mean?
Clark, that was our motto, Niall. Keep it out of Clark's. Goes into Clark's, you're not getting it back.
All right, listen, stay there, lads. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping, and you can text us, by the way, at 087-188-0008. Hi, Niall. I don't think it's wrong to charge your kids. It teaches the kids responsibility. The person says, Niall James, Niall, a lovely guy, Niall. But he says Niall after every word. He's priceless, says Kevin Limerick. He kind of does, doesn't he? That's just the way he talks. Ask British James, which Ireland would he prefer? McQuaid's 2019. That comes in from Steve-O. I don't know which Ireland I'd prefer, to be honest with you. There's parts of the old Ireland I would prefer. Nothing to do with McQuaid, by the way. That man was an evil man. But nothing to do with him. But I think I would prefer a lot of the old Ireland of, say, 1970 compared to the Ireland of today. I think I'd prefer the people of 1970 to the people of today. The people of today are too soft, too sensitive. You hurt their feelings. We can't have a discussion anymore. We're not allowed to talk anymore because we hurt people's feelings. You know, another person says, I was allowed to keep my first pay packet of €60 when I was 16 years of age. I was an apprentice then. I contributed every week till I moved out at 20 years of age. Times seem to have changed and we are wrapping our little children up in cotton wool. We're afraid to ask them for anything. Yes, their little lives have become more expensive. That may sound patronising. But their little lives have become more expensive because nowadays they have mobile phones. They've gone to discos. They tend to go out a bit more than we did. They socialise a bit more than we did. Because they seem to have a bigger circle of friends. So it does cost them, I suppose, a little bit more. There's also, you know, nowadays you have so many McDonald's and KFCs and places for them to go to eat. And they like to do all these things. Young people nowadays seem to have expanded their minds a little bit more than we did when it comes to, I suppose, the social aspect of life. I want to know what you think. Should your children have to pay you something? Let me go to Sean. Sean, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sean?
Hey, how's it going, Al?
Good, Sean. I mean, it's been a while since you were a kid, but I mean, when you were back in the US of A, when you were a young man, and you got your first, what was your first part-time job, by the way?
First job was part-time for the first few weeks, and then after that, it was the summer, and I was working 40 hours a week. It was at a department store, sort of like the equivalent of a Tesco's or something.
Like a Walmart or whatever, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. That was when I was at 16. And earning $3.35 an hour minimum wage. Good times, yeah.
Okay, what year was that, by the way?
1986.
Okay. Yeah.
And my parents, not only did, even before that, of course, what spurred me to get the job in the first place was, unlike a lot of, or probably most of my schoolmates, I didn't get an allowance or anything of any kind. The only time I had any spending money at all was twice a year, Christmas and my birthday. I got about $10 each.
And what were your parents badly off?
And then after that, so when I started the job there, my parents, they didn't even let me spend the money that I earned, actually. They make me put it in the bank, and I could spend $10 a week out of that.
So, and why did you get no pocket money, say, from your parents or allowances from your parents? Were they badly off, or were they just...
To the contrary, no. Actually, I grew up a fairly privileged background, actually. I went to private school and lived in a huge house in a rich suburb. And
so what was your dad just mean?
No, they just, well, maybe a bit of that, but we won't go into that right now. But it was just basically he didn't want to, like you're saying here, he didn't want to raise spoiled, weak children. And he didn't. I mean, and that money came in useful because when I, 2 years later, I got into a bit of trouble at university. I was expelled at 20, and then I was sleeping on friends' couches for a while, and that was my first introduction to the real world. And at that point, I was really glad, actually, that I had that money set aside in my bank account that I couldn't touch, because I used that to buy my first car, and then after that, I was working. I had three stretches after that, four stretches where for a few months at a time I'd be spending time living with my parents, but it was never on a indefinite ongoing basis. It was only for a few months at a time, and during that time, of course, I paid for my own food, and I wouldn't think of gas money, I wouldn't think of this, and they didn't charge me rent, but there was the assumption in the background that if, you know, don't get too comfortable, if you do, we actually are. And
because you're not staying, yeah.
Right. It was a short-term thing. It was between university degrees and other things like that. So,
do you, when you look nowadays, particularly here in Ireland, I don't know what the United States and what the culture and the kind of, I suppose, the attitude to it is now, but do you think we're too soft on our kids when it comes to this kind of thing? Are we almost afraid to ask them for money?
Well, I don't have kids of my own, so I don't have direct experience. But from what I hear in the media, including, you know, from your show and your other callers, it does sound a bit like that. Yeah, you're not doing your kids any favors by, you know, making things overly easy on them as a kid. I'm very self-sufficient as an adult, and so is my brother, and I think that had a lot to do with how we were raised. And I really, you know, I don't have kids, but if I did, I certainly wouldn't raise them the way most people nowadays seem to, with, you know, everything, not just providing everything for them, but the way they bend over backwards and, like, they bargain with them, like, so, what do you want to eat for dinner, buddy? Okay. You want to do your homework now? Maybe? Mm-hmm. You know, this, to me, it's bizarre and alien, but...
We are softer on our kids. And some of the texts coming in, by the way, somebody says, kids can't move out because of the business of this housing market that has been flooded with wage slaves from Eastern Europe, Brazil, Asia, and Africa. So, yes, they should pay something because they're not moving out anytime soon. That's a load of nonsense. There are plenty of part-time jobs around for children. I want to say children for 17, 18, and 19-year-olds if they want it. I personally disagree with anybody under the age of 25 who doesn't have a dependent, I'm not talking about people with dependents, on the dole. There is no reason for you to be on the dole. There are loads of part-time jobs around. Yes, they're not high-paying jobs, as you rightly pointed out, because, they're low-paying jobs. But in saying that, there's plenty of them out there, so that's not an excuse. Blaming foreigners on your young people or your 19-year-olds not being able to get a part-time job is ridiculous. It's a lot tougher nowadays, Niall, than it was back in the 1970s and 80s. If you come from a working-class background nowadays, there is no hope of the wage increase that came from the 70s to the noughties. Mortgages were only car loans compared to nowadays. Well, they were, but, you know, comparisons, when you take, say, in mid-1980s to 1990s, a house probably cost somewhere between 30 and 50,000 in Dublin. That was a lot of money, considering you were only earning probably 70 quid a week. So you have to put things into perspective. Okay, let me go to Eddie. Eddie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Eddie?
How's things, Niall?
Good, Eddie.
Well,
what would you say?
Well, I hear this guy's opinions. I have a different approach to this whole taking money from the kids. I teach my boys to have a value for the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they got their pocket money if they do the homework, you know, that kind of stuff. And if everything is fine in the school, no notices or, you know, from the teacher, anything, they go to, for example, cinema, things yeah. like that. I do the saving for them since they were born. So I preparing them basically once they reach the adulthood, they will have some base money and putting them you know, to the point of being self-efficient. So don't depend on me or mother or, you know, that kind of stuff. But whatever could happen, you never know what will happen. So if they would be forced to live at home, I wouldn't really, you know, take them home, give me rent or whatever. You know, like, I instead I would push them, look, get a job, buy a house or rent a house or, you know.
And get out.
Kind of, you know.
Yeah, be independent,
Yeah, exactly. Be on your own. Be on your own. Because I am a little bit old-fashioned, so I have a rule, like my house, my rule, right?
No, well, I don't think there's anything old-fashioned about that. It is your house, it is your rules.
And if, you know, he wouldn't agree with a couple of things, you know, then, you know, he has option. But as I said, I'm trying to prepare them for a life for adulthood, because now they are too young, so I still have a plenty of time.
What age are they now, Eddie?
10 and 8.
Ah, well, jeepers creepers. Okay. So, they're not going to be doing anything yet. Not for at least another 5 or 6 years anyway.
Yeah, but see, the point is, I teach
But so when, them they, when already, they get, well, when they get their first job, let's say it's 17, they get their first part-time job working Saturday and Sunday in a shop.
Oh,
and they get 130 quid a week.
That's his. That's his money. He earned them. That's his money. I wouldn't ask anything from him, you know. However, whatever he wants, let's say he gets 18 and he says, okay, daddy, I want a car. Okay, obviously I will support him, but I will say, okay, buddy, you can have a car, but you have to repay it something because it's basically yours. It's not mine anymore.
But you've just told me a minute ago, if he's 17 and gets a job at 120 quid a week,
that's your business.
You're not going to take any money off him.
No. But I
understand what you're saying about teaching them to be independent, but how is that teaching them the value of money? That they can live for free in your house on 100 and earn money and not have to give you anything.
No. It doesn't mean automatically he will leave the house. As I said, like, I do saving for them, so I will push them by 18, 20. Once you finish the school, get your certs, everything, get a job, have a job, start looking for a house, and let's say up to 21, 22, maybe 23, maybe, you have to get your house and you have to be sorted. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my...
Yeah, sorry, Sean.
I was going to say, or out they go, finally, at some point, right?
Yeah, you've got it. I mean, this idea of people hanging around their parents' house till they're 30 years of age is ridiculous.
No. That's absolutely wrong. I would say it's a laziness, you know.
Well, the excuse they use nowadays is, oh, it's so hard to get a property nowadays. But it was always hard to get a house. It was always hard to get a property.
You see, Niall, I tell you one thing. I give up looking for a house, right? I give up completely. Tell you why. I work, my wife work, and when you go to bank to get a mortgage, they will tell you, no, you don't have enough money. Obviously, of course I don't have enough money.
I'm renting.
Yeah, I'm renting. And I get advice. What should I do?
I've never understood why banks will accept, for example, if you're saving, say, you know, 100 or 1,500 quid for the last 5 years, the banks will see that as a good thing. It's a positive thing, right? He can save. But if you're renting for the last 5 years, they don't see that as a positive thing. They won't take that into consideration.
I told the bankman, look my history in the past 15 years. I was paying, well, gradually goes up from 800 to 900 to 1,200, and currently I'm paying 1,600, right? And I told him, look my history, look my bank account. Never, ever missed a bloody payment. So why don't you consider this?
Yeah, and they still won't give you a loan. Now, I know, I get what you're saying. It's a whole other topic, Eddie, and you're 100% right. Oh, I see somebody WhatsApp and giving out about Helena. Ah, there you go, Helena. I hope you read that WhatsApp message. Respect your elders, the person is saying there. Let me go to Valerie. Valerie, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Valerie? Oh, sorry, Valerie, I didn't switch you on there. There you go. Hold on, I switch you on. There you go. Sorry, Valerie.
Hi, how are you? I said, it's funny when that discussion started because my 23-year-old son was here and I don't take anything from him and he ran out the door for his part-time job.
Right,
he
okay.
He was gone like a flash.
I'd say he was. There was no eye contact made at all, was there?
No. Now, in fairness, he did offer me there, I suppose, 6 months ago that he should be handing up 50 euros a week, but me as a mother felt guilty.
So I know, okay. Well, you do. I'm a parent of, you know, I have a girl who's nearly 18, I have a boy 19, yeah. And another chap, he's 23 now, he's moved out now, right? But yeah. The two at home, you know, and nearly 18 and 19 years of age, both working, maybe one day, two and days, some weeks. And you kind of feel bad, don't you?
See, mine are 20 and 23. Now, the 23-year-old is just after finishing his degree.
Right.
And the 20-year-old is halfway through it. Now, the problem today is sometimes when they're in colleges, the youngest one is after getting placement, or in Limerick, up in Mayo. So he had to get a car. So insurance was 3,000. So he is getting paid something while he's working. But every penny he makes goes on running the car, paying his tax, paying his insurance. So I couldn't take anything. Do you know what I mean?
You feel bad.
What he's left.
And what about the other fella that ran out the door a few minutes
now,
ago?
Now, the other fella, he's no hold of money.
So he's earning money. And is he paying any bills?
While he's going to college for the last 4 years.
How much?
Well, a couple of hundred.
And is he giving you anything at all?
Now, he's really kind of worked longer hours in the last year.
So that's my question.
But he went away on a J-1 visa to America, and they funded themselves 100%. Clothes, shoes, buses for going to college, lunches.
Yes, yeah.
Now, he pays Netflix. I don't think that's too much in the house.
Jesus, yeah. I'm back at home at 30 and can't afford to live out and tried to save. I was granted a mortgage of 110,000. I can't afford to even buy in the worst area. Well, you could if you lived outside the city. You'd get a nice house, actually, outside the city for 100. Well, not a nice house, a small apartment or a nice two-bedroom house for 110,000 outside the city. You obviously want to live in the city, don't you? So, yeah, you got to cut your cloth, you know what I mean? Get over yourself. Now, let me go back to Valerie. And, Sean, you wanted to ask her a question there. Sorry.
Well, not so much ask a question and just make a statement that the $3,000 that her son is paying for car insurance is just outrageous.
What it is. With a full license, and he's a full license. Never had anything against him, you know, and it's a small little engine, 1 litre car, Volkswagen Polo.
That's the going rate, Sean.
And you can't get anything older than 10 years old. It had to be 8 years old.
Right,
and
I mean,
he needed assistance because he had the journey for him to get where he's put in placement with the university was 7 hours in a bus. And apparently the last leg of it fails. Yeah, so he had to get to work. So I
know
choice.
Yeah, sorry, Sean, yeah.
Now you should really do a show just on insurance rates one of these
days. I think we have. Yeah. And it is the going rate for a young person of, say, 19, 20 years of age, a small car, first insurance, second insurance, you're looking at $3,000.
This is linked to so many other problems. It's also linked to the fact that you talk about the housing crisis and people can't afford it. It's because everybody wants to live in the city because that's where the transportation is. And it's also linked to rural unemployment.
Oh, I know. I agree. I'm with you. And by the way, these insurance companies who claim they're making no money are returning massive profits every single year. But Valerie, a couple of people giving out to you here. Fair play to Valerie. She sounds like a lovely woman. But that 23-year-old that ran out the door knows he's guilty of extortion.
He does. He is, but in saying that, right, I mean, now, I grew up
in a family... Don't be defending him, Valerie.
No, I'm not. I'll tell you now, right, I grew up in a family with seven children, right?
Yeah.
My parents were ordinary working class people. They never asked us for money, but I automatically gave it the second I got a job. I actually gave my mother half my income.
See what I mean? You just gave it. So you should be expecting the same values from your son, although our children have changed nowadays. But stay there for a second, please, if you can, because Bridget, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Bridget? You have a slightly different issue, Bridget, in relation to school, anyway.
Yeah. My daughter just about to finish her junior cert.
Okay.
And we have... I must say, it must be 1,000 euros worth of books inside in her bedroom.
Books, yeah. Secondhand books, yeah.
Yeah, and most of them are immaculate.
Right.
And I rang around a couple of parents who I knew whose kids were starting first year, did they want books for free? And they called out the book list that one of the books were on the book list.
Right, because they've updated them all.
Update them, but they seem to be updating them every 2 years, which is very
which doesn't make any sense. I can understand history being updated every 5 or 10 years, maybe.
Yeah.
But there's no reason to update English or maths.
Oh, religion.
Or
why update religion?
Religion. Nothing has changed in 2,000 years.
Just don't understand it.
Yeah.
But what they're doing, which I find most schools are doing, is they have a specific book you buy for first year.
Yeah.
And then you have to buy books for second year, new books again for second year. They're not books that you can reuse for the full 3 years.
Mm.
And
then you have to get all the workbooks with them as well then.
All the work. So that's making it even more impossible for parents to buy them second hand because the workbooks are called workbooks.
And do they don't have a book exchange or a book rental scheme in the school, no?
In my daughter's school they do, but because She changed school. She went down to school.
Right, okay.
I had the majority of the books anyway. So
Very lucky. My three kids went to the same school and they have a book rental scheme, which is great. You pay a certain amount of money at the start of the year and they give you the books.
I think that's fantastic. Yeah. But it's not these for all schools now when they're changing the books at this such rapid rate. My mother had, would have been three of us, a year and a half passed, at most of 2 years between each of them school. Not one book was ever passed down between us.
I'm looking at it, by the way, somebody texted in and they made me seem knowledgeable on the situation. They said school books updates for junior cert is because of the new junior cert cycle reform. In other words, because they have now updated the junior cert in the last couple of years, you know, with this continuous assessment, that the books have actually changed to reflect that.
Yeah, but even my sister now, she was 3 years ahead of my daughter in school. And not one of her books would do my daughter.
So do you think that we should, that you're thinking they should be all on iPads?
At this stage,
because
now,
you can update automatically, yeah.
Yeah, seeing the waste that's inside in that room, like
I kind of agree with you, but Bridget, I've seen some of the experiences of schools that are using iPads, and the problem is kids arriving with them not charged. They break, the software goes dodgy and they freeze, and they end up resorting back to books. And the scientific evidence shows that children fare off better using books rather than tablets.
And I do agree that my daughter loves her books.
Yeah.
She hates,
because they can revise quicker. They can look back to a book. They can memorize it quicker. Seeing stuff on a screen and having to find it on the screen is not quite the same thing.
Yeah. And screen time, excessive screen time is not good for kids.
No.
But at the same time, the cost for parents, there has to be something that should be put into place.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
It's the books.
In most countries, by the way, they're like the US, you don't pay for books. The state pays them, as far as I know.
In first year, my daughter started school.
In the UK, they do anyway.
Yeah, one book was able to pass on to, which I thought could be passed on, from my sister, the religion book. So on her first day of school, Friday, a really kind of rude note came home from her teacher saying it was the wrong book. It was the upgrade, she needed to get the upgrade book. So went in the weekend and got it.
I'm still curious as to what could be upgraded in religion.
Yeah. Do you know there's only an extra page put in, a page of a mountain?
And why couldn't they just give an amended page to every student?
No, they weren't going to go. And there was other students in the class that were doing the same thing. And
it's a bit of a scam, if you ask me.
I really do think it's gone beyond joke. When you're just adding a page or two to a book, I think that's wrong.
Yeah, they should be able to just give you a photocopy of the amended pages or the new pages to add to the end of the book or something. Look, it's a good point, Bridget. Thanks for raising the issue. And I'm sure many parents have had the same problem.